This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Many Australians have been led to believe that saturated fats found in meat, butter and cheese are a cause of heart disease. But new research published this week found that those who ate higher levels of saturated fats didn't actually have higher levels of heart disease than those who ate less saturated fat. So what's this all about? Dr. Ross Walker is a Sydney-based cardiologist who speaks and writes about health. Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hello, Katrina.
Are these findings significant in your view?
Look, they're significant, but I've been saying this for years. I wrote a book in 2002 called The Cell Factor, where I said there is no relationship between saturated fat intake and heart disease. But unfortunately, many conservative thinkers in this area have just kept this nonsense going. And this is just yet another piece of evidence that confirms what I've been saying. Last year, for example, there's a study out looking at the intake of meat versus the intake of delicatessen meats and bacon and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed that if you had natural meats as part of your diet, and it should never be the central focus of anyone's diet, but if you have natural meats as part of your diet, you had no increased risk for heart disease. But if you regularly consume delicatessen meats and bacon, 40% increased risk for heart disease. So we've got to look at the sort of meat we're talking about, and we're not suggesting people can go crazy with the bacon or the cakes or anything like that, because the other problem is also we haven't mentioned trans fatty acids.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask about, because we're always hearing that that trans fats are the real no-nos. And I'm wondering, do these actually occur naturally in whole foods, or do they only pop up in processed foods?
No, you can get natural trans fatty acids. But it's interesting here, and this gets back to even another analogy, is the fructose debate. There is natural fructose that you get in fruit, but there's synthetic fructose that's in a lot of these altered sweeteners. So, for example, in America, if you have a can of Coke, you have this high fructose corn syrup, which is synthetic fructose, and that's totally different in the same way that the natural trans fats that you get in meat, eggs and dairy to a lesser extent are in very small amounts and completely harmless, like saturated fat. But it's the synthetic trans fats that don't occur naturally, that actually are produced by a process called hydrogenation, which is the chemical process you use to thicken and harden food with altered vegetable oil. So when you see a box or a container that has on the side of it vegetable oil, they're missing out a very important word, which is hydrogenated vegetable oil, which is therefore a trans fat. So, for example, if you have a piece of steak every day of your life, that's a 5% increase in saturated fat. And from these studies, there's no increased risk for heart disease. But if you have a croissant or a donut or one of the greatest oxymorons on the planet, a low-fat muffin every day, that's a 2% increase in trans fatty acids. That translates to a 93% increase for cardiovascular risk.
Wow. So what's the thing on the packet that we really got to look out for? Is it vegetable oil or is it hydrogenated vegetable oil?
They won't put hydrogenated. They'll just put vegetable oil. So if it says vegetable oil on the packet, you know they're using hydrogenated fats. And let me tell you another wonderful con job here. In New York a few years back, they came out and said, our restaurants are not allowed anymore to cook in trans fatty acids. So they thought, oh, isn't this wonderful, wonderful health innovation by the people of New York? But what they do is they use a different process called interesterification, which still creates a synthetic fat. It's just not a trans fat, and it's just as bad for your body. Because here's the essence of it. And I say to people all the time, who are the sickest people on the planet? And my patients or anyone listening to me will say, oh, fat Americans. And that's not true. The sickest people on the planet live in Africa. Why? Because they're malnourished. The worst thing for your body, apart from, of course, morbid obesity, which is a BMI greater than 40, is to be malnourished. Now, why? Because the covering of every cell in a healthy person is 75% fat. We need fat as an insulating covering to protect us against outside toxins. So you go to Africa, they're dropping like flies from HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, because they don't have enough fat in their system to be that protective coating. But here's the problem, that if you take in a trans fat, it goes straight into the membrane and makes the membranes of your cells hard and thick and very much prone to breaking down. And so this is why we get so much heart disease in people who have a lot of trans fats.
Okay, so what do you advise your patients when they ask you what they should be eating?
Oh, it's simple. I mean, I think nutrition is so simple. I can summarise it in two phrases, but then I'll go into it a bit deeper. eat less and eat more naturally. The big problem in our society is our caloric intake. We're eating too much food, and that's number one. So I say to people, cut down on the size of your helpings, eat off smaller plates, don't have second helpings, don't have desserts most of the time, and don't graze between meals. We're not cows, for God's sake. So that's number one. Number two, if it's in a box or a container, especially if it's got a use-by date, and I don't care what graffiti is written on the box, like low fat or no cholesterol, it is graffiti. So what I say to people is try to avoid processed, packaged muck masquerading as food. And then number three is what I call white death. White death is sugar. It is white rice. It is white bread. It's pasta. It's potatoes. Try to minimize your intake of that stuff. So what should you be eating? Firstly, and most importantly, and I know this is all about saturated fat, but what I'm saying is we should really be focusing on and getting in two or three pieces of fruit per day, 3 to 5 servings of vegetables per day. Now, a serving's about a half a carrot. Now, you say, well, that sounds easy. Well, only 10% of the modern world take in that amount of fruits and vegetables every day, and the people who do have the lowest rates of heart disease and cancer. Mm. And so the rest of your diet should be little bits, small bits of meat, eggs, dairy, chicken, fish, nuts, olive oil. It's called a Mediterranean diet. It's a very healthy diet. And in fact, the interesting thing when I mention the Mediterranean diet, it's more the Mediterranean lifestyle, which we don't have here in the Western world. Mm. What the Mediterraneans do, they have a good, healthy breakfast full of fresh fruits and grains and nuts. Then they have their biggest meal at lunchtime after they've been working in the fields all morning. And they have a glass of wine with the meal. They get a bit sleepy. They have a lovely afternoon sleep, which is very, very healthy for you. And then they go back into the fields and burn off all the carbs in the afternoon. And they have a small evening meal. We have a tiny breakfast, tiny lunch, huge evening meal, sit in front of the TV, and the fat doesn't get broken down. You see, the body's not like a car. If you put the fuel in the car and don't burn it straight away, it gets laid down as fat. Mm. And that's the problem. We've got our life all screwed around the wrong way.
Well, sounds easy to fix then.
Well, it's not easy to fix because we're in ingrained habits. That's
yes,
the problem.
It's true. Well, thank you so much, though, for some words of advice this morning, Dr. Ross Walker.
Great to talk to you.
Lots to think about there. That is cardiologist, author and speaker Dr. Ross Walker. You can find out more about him at drrosswalker.com.